to Misinformed.
We are your hosts.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Treya. And we are here to blow your minds.
We are not experts in any way, so please don't quote us.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Misinformed.
I'm Treya.
And I'm Melinda.
And this is Misinformed.
Misinformed.
We gotta get a better intro. It's all right. We'll work on
one. If you guys have like an idea of what we should call you, all five of you.
All five of you.
Let us know. I feel like sexist calling them the misses.
Yeah.
So I always put like in misters in parentheses. It's just too hard to be like, hello, misses and misters.
I also thought about calling them like misfits, but it's kind of like mildly offensive.
Yeah. The informed.
The informed.
It just sounds so like omnipresent. The informed.
The aliens.
Informees. No, informies. That's too long.
Yeah.
I don't know. Send us your suggestions.
Yeah. We'll try to think of something for you guys. Something fun.
Yes, yes.
But we have a cool topic for you guys, which we think a lot of people can probably relate to, but there's not really a lot of awareness on it.
Yeah, like I didn't know about this topic until Jaya told me about it. And I feel like before we get into it, too, we should, like, have a moment for everyone in Vegas.
Yes.
It's obviously so tragic, and I know a lot of people knew someone or know someone of someone that was involved or, you know, was impacted by that. And even if you didn't, like, if you're a human being, you're probably suffering through some type of pain, and that's kind of what we wanted to talk about. So, you know, thoughts and prayers to all of those.
Exactly. And so basically the topic is today is Mel and I were talking about how we kind of like felt guilty because like when tragic events like these happen, like we always like get anxiety from it or like we get like, I don't know, like almost like it like hurts us too, but then we feel guilty because we weren't actually there. So it's like such a weird thing to feel when it's like you like feel bad about like life and you kind of get a little depressed or like, you know, just in general, just get like bad feelings, but then you like feel bad because it didn't directly affect you. However, we discovered this thing called vicarious trauma.
Yeah. So Drea actually found it from one of our friends too, correct?
No. So I actually found it because I was like having like major anxiety from watching the news.
Yeah.
And so I just literally Googled like, guilt from tragic events.
Why do I
feel bad? Yeah, it was like guilt from tragic events or something like that. And so a Huffington Post article like came up and it was actually about the Las Vegas massacre. And so they're talking about how they're like, this is why you feel bad, or this is why you feel personally victimized or something like that by like the Las Vegas massacre.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's almost as if like God put this in my way and was like, hey, listen, like
it's okay.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
So that's actually how I found it, and then I realized it was very popular through, like, talking to, like, more of my friends and, like, asking them, like, do you feel this way, too? Because, like, Mel and I, like, we're pretty similar in the way, like, you and I just, like, feel things, like, very deeply when things like this happen, but I didn't think that everybody, like, that many people felt that way.
Yeah, like, I didn't know. I'm an anxious person as it is. Like, I know I have anxiety, so, like, all day on Monday, like, I woke up to the news. And then all day on Monday, I just, like, had this, like, I had anxiety all day. I felt so sick to my stomach. And again, like, you feel guilty.
Yep.
You're like, I wasn't even, I mean, we did have someone that we know that was there, but luckily he's good. But other than that, even at the time on Monday, I didn't even know he was there at that time. So it's like, I was not in any way personally affected by this, but, like, I feel so, like, pained and saddened by it. Mm-hmm. And then when you told me that there is such thing as, you know, vicarious pain or vicarious trauma, it just made so much more sense because
you don't feel as weird.
Yeah, you feel like, okay, it's, like, acceptable to feel this way. And it almost makes you feel, like, more humanized because it's, like, you're feeling pain. Because you, like, it's almost as if, at least for me, I imagine what it would be like to go through that. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me feel that way.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So basically, another term that, like, psychologists will use for is compassion fatigue, which is, like, people that are really in tune with, like, their emotions, or if you're, like, which both of us pretty much are.
Yeah.
Like, when you can relate yourself to, like, the situation and put yourself in somebody else's shoes, it affects you more because it's almost like you realize, like, that could have been you. Yourself. Exactly. Yeah. So it actually can cause you trauma just by watching on the news or mm-hmm. hearing the story from somebody else or, you know, just, like, all these, like, for example, the person that we know told us a story of how they lived it. And, like, after that, like, I literally felt like I was going to throw up.
Yeah.
But it's, like, you want to hear it because you can, like, you can connect with it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's, like, afterwards you just feel, like.
You feel so, yeah.
Yeah, anxious. And, like, you, I, like, at that point I was just, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I had chills. Like, I was, like, it's, like, harder to breathe when, like, you're hearing a story like that. But it's actually pretty normal. Like, you can get, well, we, like, self-diagnosed ourselves. But, like, you can actually get diagnosed with, like, vicarious
trauma. Yeah, there's some people, so when I was, like, kind of reading about it, there's actually some people who, and I didn't want to get too much into this topic, but some people actually, like, feel pain, like, actual physical pain.
Yeah.
So, like, they did a study where they had people look at videos of football players getting tackled mm-hmm. and, like, breaking legs or whatever. And some of the people in the study would actually, like, their limbs would hurt. Like, they would actually feel the pain by watching this person go through pain. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't have, like, that. Like, it's not like I feel,
like, physical pain,
but, like, emotional. And how you were saying, like, so it's more, the more common the victims are to you, or, yeah, the more commonality you have with to them. The victim, mm-hmm. the stronger the connection will be. Because, like you said, you can more, like, so see yourself in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So with, like, the Orlando shooting that was pretty recent. I think it was like a year ago now.
A year and a half, yeah.
That one may have been a little bit harder for me to connect because it's like I don't think I would be at that club. You right. know, one, Orlando's so far away.
Right.
Two, it's I'm not part of the LGBTQT. Yeah. I can never say that right.
LGBTQ community, yeah.
So maybe I would have been there, maybe I wouldn't. But likelihood, I wouldn't be at a club of that nature.
Right.
This one was more, it more affected me because like we go to Vegas all the time.
We go to country concerts.
We go to country concerts all the time. I go to music festivals. Like it's and the people that were victims were in our age group.
Yep.
They, you know, so it's like
people we hang out with were there.
Yeah.
It's like just
so we connect. We could have very easily been there.
Yeah. Exactly. It's basically called to like the term that like psychologists will use is like emotional residue,
mm-hmm.
and so that just like it's like. It's, like, your emotions are attached to those actions.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you could have been there. You could have been that person, like, as easily as you, like, that person yeah. was there. Just, it's, like, insane.
So you, like, hang on to, like.
Yeah, it's, like.
Yes.
You hang on to their emotions a lot more because you're so much more connected to those emotions. Because, like, we listen to Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
Like, we literally go to country concerts over the summer mm-hmm. that are just like this concert. Like, they're outside venue. Around, like, hotels, like, just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's a lot harder for you to let go of that, like, as opposed to what happened in Orlando, because we don't really, I mean, when we go to clubs, it's not, we don't go to clubs that often, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, we do, every once in a while, but, like, when we do go to clubs, like, we don't stay out till, like, 4 a.m, mm-hmm. and we don't, like, necessarily, like, hang out, I don't know, like, even with, like, the LGBT community, like, in Arizona, there's, like, a couple, like, gay bars, and we've,
yeah.
maybe gone to them once. Like, not that we don't want to, but it's just, like,
it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's, like, a different, like, community
mm-hmm.
that we just, I don't know, I guess we should submerge ourselves in, honestly, but, like, we just don't go to them enough, so it was harder to relate to it. But this hit home.
Those ones, like, not only do you think, like, okay, I probably wouldn't be at, like, that location or whatever, but, like, you can almost connect that incidence with, okay, maybe he was, well, we don't know, I guess, his motive, for sure. But, like, maybe he was specifically targeting the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for instance, like, the ones in, like, Manchester. And, like, those ones, like, while they're so sad to me, I've never felt, like, this physical, like, this pain
yeah.
that I felt with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so far away. And, like, yep. you can't visualize it because you've never been to
right.
Manchester Arena or whatever. And you think, oh, that's, like, a terrorist attack because that's kind of common over there. With this one, though, like, with the Las Vegas one, he was going after people that are, like, just like us,
yeah.
you know? And there's no clear motive, and it's somewhere that, like you said, we might be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for us to connect, whereas maybe for someone who is part of the LGBTQ community, they felt the pain over the Orlando shooting.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, well,
you feel, like, yeah. personally affected by
exactly.
it when you relate to it more. And it's funny because, like, one of the, on the Huffington Post, well, it's not funny, but, like, on the Huffington Post article, they literally highlighted one of their, like, paragraphs was the more you relate to the victim or the person affected by the actual event, the more intense your pain gets. So, like, we could have, obviously we were affected by the Orlando shooting. We were really sad about it. But, like, the more you relate to the actual event, the, like, the harder you feel it yourself.
That makes sense. Because this was, like, one of the hardest ones for me.
To listen to.
And, like, also, so it's, like, the brain naturally has a bias towards negativity. So I, like, always thought I was, like, a disturbed person. Because while it pained me to read these things or watch these videos, I was, like, drawn to watch them. And I go in, like, ebbs and flows. Like, there's, like, moments where I'm, like, I need to, like, read all the articles I can. I need to watch all the videos I can.
And know everything about it.
And know everything because it'll make me feel, like, more prepared. I don't know. But, like, it makes – I just was, like, drawn. And then I go through – like, you were telling me the other day some stuff about it. And I said I can't talk about it anymore because then I go through, like, anxiety moments where I'm, like, I just get – too much. But that is just, like, a natural thing of our brain to go towards the negativity. Like, you're more drawn towards, think about it, too. When you get, like, news alerts, you're more likely to click on a negative news alert. Then, like, if a positive one comes up, you might just, like, let it go.
Well, and I think also, too, it's, like, kind of like a survival instinct. So, like, honestly, like, when you see terrorist attack or, hey, Beyonce had two babies, what's more, like, what's going to affect your life more at that point? You know, like, what's going to help you in your survival? I want to know where there was a terrorist attack because I want to avoid this place. And I want to know, like, what happened and how to avoid it in the future. And, like, if I should put myself in a situation like that, like, what would I do? Whereas, like, Beyonce having two babies, awesome. You just brought two legends into the world. But, and I love you for it. But at the same time,
there's,
like,
bigger it doesn't. Kim, there are people dying.
I lost what I've been hearing in the ocean and it's gone. but yeah,
it's just, that makes sense too. Cause it's like with the movie theaters, like when that shooting happened in Colorado with the movie theater, like ever since then, I can't go to a movie theater without scanning the movie theater, looking at everyone who's in there and then like plotting my exit. And that's just the reality. But yeah, that makes sense. Like it's like a survival thing.
And it also, like, affects your life so much. Like, now at movie theaters, like, I hate sitting at the very top, whereas before I used to sit at the top all the time. But now, to me, it's, like, a longer stride to get to the exit. Now, if I can, I sit closer to, like, the exit. Not, obviously, not at the bottom, like, a weirdo. Somebody sits on there. But, like, the first row, you know, of the second tier. So you can, like, so, like, if something happens, like, I'm getting out of there as soon as I can. I'm not going to be at the top trying to climb downstairs. So it affects, like, your entire life for a long time. But
something else that I read that, like, I thought was kind of interesting. So they say in traumatic events that our psyche tries to make sense of them. So there's, like, these, like, senseless acts. Like, why would anybody be drawn to, like, shoot at, you know, all these people? You know, that's, like, senseless to someone of sound mind. Like us. So that your psyche tries to make sense of it. So by reading, like, all the information and stuff, it results in us expressing sadness in a way that's, like, cathartic. So almost, like, drug-like. Like, you... I don't know, like...
Almost like you're, like, obsessed with it, trying to figure it out yourself.
Because, like, our, literally, like, deep in our brains, like, we cannot make sense of it. So your brain makes sense of it by just, like, releasing all this, like, sadness. It's like, oh, that's so interesting.
Well, it's like a, like, I'll sit there sometimes and obsess over, like, all, like, the theories of the motives that people have come up with. And I will sit there and, like, literally... go through, like, oh, it could have been this. It could have been that. Even, like, conspiracy theories, because I want to, like, in my brain have, like, an idea of why this happened. Because for me, it's even more painful thinking that, like, there was no motive. Like, oh, I just did it for fun. Or I just did it because I wanted to. Like, I woke up one day and, like, something snapped. Like, I need to know that there – even, you know how, like, okay, ISIS claimed it. Like, to me, I was – it was almost like – okay, there was a motive behind it.
That's the same way I thought. I was like, okay, good. It's like – I think it's because, like, coming from us, like, we're good people. So to think, like, someone would just, like, have that in their heart to do, like, how could anybody just do that? So, like, you want to have a reason. To, like, that way you can, like, just continue to assume the world is a good place. ISIS is bad. That makes sense, though. When ISIS claimed it, I also was relieved. I was like, oh, okay, good.
Okay, we have, like, a reason why.
We're not just all going crazy.
Then people are like, oh, it wasn't actually them. They just claim everything, which also brought me back into, like, a spiral of, like, reading, like, 50 conspiracy theories. Something really interesting, too, like, aside from just, like, tragic events, you know, this happens to psychologists a lot, like, counselors. from their patients.
Oh, like they get the pain?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, no, like, I can never be a psychologist.
I know. Because, so a lot of times, like, it happens with patients, or no, with psychologists who work with, like, soldiers that have PTSD.
Yeah.
Because they put themselves in their shoes so much to try to, like, understand why they're feeling that way, mm-hmm. that they sometimes, like, end up getting, like, vicarious trauma. And then, and it's, like, the American, what is it, like, Counseling Association, they put out, like, this whole article about how to tell, like, if one of your colleagues has vicarious trauma or secondary trauma from one of their patients.
Because
they'll start, like, they'll stop talking to you, or yeah. they'll, like, become, like, you can tell, like, they won't want to be around people,
yeah.
or that's all they can talk about, like, sometimes, or, like, if they just genuinely, like, if they cannot stop thinking about that one patient, it's because they're, like, owning the patient's
because
trauma.
They,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Isn't that insane, though? Like, that happens to wow. people who are trained to work through that stuff.
Well, because, like, you just, like, I mean, some of us are just, like, obviously naturally more empathetic than others. And then if you're a psychologist, like, imagine, okay, so with our friend that was there,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, hearing his story, it made me even more empathetic towards him, obviously.
Right.
Like, the fact that somebody had to go through that.
Right.
If I sat there and relived his story with him day after day and, like, understood how it's affecting him, I could see myself, like, getting vicarious trauma from,
yes.
like, just his, like, situation, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's and it's crazy. Just weird because, like, you're trained to not, like, to disconnect from that, but even, like, people who are trained for that can't do that.
Yeah.
It's, I was reading, like, some of the, it says, so this is from the American, like, Counseling Association, and they say that vicarious trauma can lead to both physical and emotional symptoms. So this is, like, some of the things you're supposed to look for, including stress, tension, headaches, nausea, shortness of breath, restlessness. Additionally, you may feel intense sadness and break out into tears randomly. So, like,
oh
other
gosh,
psychologists have to watch
so
out for
weird.
That and, like, other, like, their colleagues.
Oh, my gosh.
It's insane.
Dude, that makes me, like, when you were, like, saying, like, break out into tears randomly, I told you on Monday night how mm-hmm. I just, like, started bawling out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And, like, again, like, I feel like one of those people who, like, has to make everything about themselves by saying, like, oh, my God, I started bawling.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, obviously, like,
now you
like
understand
I said, like,
why
I
happens.
Know these yeah. people are actually going through pain. But I don't know why. It was, like, so random. I was just sitting in my bed, like, thinking about it. And I just started bawling, and I was like, why am I crying? Like, I literally don't know anybody. Like, yeah,
yeah,
everybody I know is safe, and, like, it's just so weird, but that makes so much more sense. Like, it's so crazy. Something that I also found interesting, and I said this about, so obviously there's psychologists that, like, specialize in PTSD for people who are in the military, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious if, like, as we get, like, you know, these mass shootings and whatever bombings are getting, like, more and more common, like, will there be psychologists that specialize specifically
in tragedies,
in these tragedies, like active shooter tragedies, things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that, like, no one I feel like could understand unless you've gone through it.
Yeah.
And they're saying that, wow, I'm saying so many times. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm annoying myself. Okay.
No.
So they said that they're, like, creating or trying to, like, make this a thing, psychological first aid.
Hmm.
So they'll be, like, the first responders that are, like, psychologists on these scenes. Because,
that's
like,
insane.
Think about, like, the people who, like, imagine, like, you're with someone, your significant other, whatever, gets shot, and you're just waiting at the scene.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there watching all this go down. Like, they are going to try to have, like, psychologists there, like, right away, because these are things
that
clearly
to,
will affect
yeah.
you for the rest of your life. So they want to, like, get there as soon as possible.
They should have that.
They were saying, though, that, and in this, like, same article that I was reading, they were saying that 70% of adults in the U.S. will experience a traumatic event.
And really?
That
That's
is
crazy.
So sad.
What was it again? Say it again.
70%.
70%.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Like, yeah. More than half the population will, like, experience some type of traumatic event. So it's, like, clearly this is a need to have, like, a psychological first responder or whatever.
Something also really interesting, you know, that vicarious trauma can also be passed down from generation to generation.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so, for example, patients that have PTSD, they did a whole study on how it affected their children and stuff like that. And, like, there was this grandfather, right,
uh-huh.
who, like, had severe, like, PTSD just from being and like going to war and coming back, and so he like passed that on to his son, and so his son has he has secondary trauma, which is like vicarious trauma. So he would get like really angry when he would like hear of like certain sounds or like certain things or like just images that people would describe. Now his son has anger management issues as well. So he's like passed down. And a lot of times they like misdiagnose these kids because they think these kids just have like anger management issues. When in reality, it's because their parents have passed down a trauma for like to them.
Well, it kind of makes sense. Like think about any other thing that like parents can pass down to their children, like racism.
Yeah.
Anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
So if you suffer from PTSD, like a traumatic, you know, PTSD, an extreme version, I feel like, and you're constantly maybe talking about it.
Yeah. Your kids are going to pick up on that.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know who was talking about this, but I was listening to a podcast. I feel bad not giving credit, but I can't remember, honestly,
who it was. Whoever you are, you were great.
Whoever, it was amazing. It touched my soul. But they were talking about, like, how countries, like, say, like, Germany or something, that they instill, like, the generation that's, like, maybe, like, our millennial generation is more afraid to go against the law, do these things, whereas here, like, maybe we're not as afraid, but because they're, like, their grandparents or whatever are still so affected by what happened in Germany that they've, like, passed that down to, like, their parents and their kids, so they're genuinely afraid of their government still.
Yeah.
Where they're going to follow. Like, they're going to abide by the laws. Yes. Whereas here, like, we've never really had anything, like, that traumatic, obviously. So we, like, people here just don't, they don't give a shit. They do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. Like, these war veterans, like, they pass down this fear to their kids.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to keep getting passed down.
Just because that's, like, the only way that you know to grow up.
And they, like, fully believe it. Like,
yeah. Oh, they fully believe it. Yeah. And it's sad because like kids don't understand that, they don't pick up on that. Like if someone was trying to pass, not that they're trying to, but like, like if someone's constantly talking to you about their PTSD, like you may pick up on that, but as adults you can separate yourself from that and say, okay, I think I'm listening to too much of this, like I need to like do my own research and like do what's good for my own mental health. Kids can't do that.
No, they're just gonna grasp everything.
So they just pick up, just pick everything up from their parents. It's insane.
That is crazy.
What else?
I also want to talk about, like, so, in one of the, it was called On Psychology Today, they talked about, like, coping with psychological trauma from mass shootings, and I think that goes, like, to both people who actually live through it and people who just, like, read about it, because, like, this whole podcast has been saying, like, we experience the vicarious trauma as well. So they were saying that, like, the reason why it affects, like, our lives so much is because it disrupts our assumption that the world is good. Like, naturally, humans want to assume, like, you're in, like, a safe environment, a good environment, and it disrupts this. So then, like, common places like the movie theater, whatever, they become this place where you have to be fearful.
Yeah.
And so then, like, your entire mental state is, like, thrown off.
Yeah.
And then they talked about, like, the steps that you, like, have to practice acceptance, and you have to you can't overestimate danger, so, like, you have to go through your life not assuming that, like,
bad things are
gonna happen. I'm gonna go to this concert and it's gonna happen to me.
Yeah.
But, like, how scary.
It's hard. It's hard to do that. Yeah. Especially, like, when you have, and this is, like, one of the reasons why I realized, like, I'm telling you, I self-diagnosed myself. I know. I probably shouldn't. I should probably go to a psychologist, but this is, like, how I know that I have, like, vicarious trauma from this, because one of our coworkers, like, she's like, oh, I don't care. I'm going to keep living my life. Like, nothing's going to scare me. Like, I'm just, like, who cares? Like, you can't let that scare you. Like, you still need to go to country concerts, and who cares? And to me, I was like, well, no. Like, I value my life a lot. And so to me, it's like, the next time I think about going to a country concert, it's going to come to my mind. Oh, and I'm going to think to myself, like, is this country concert worth me going somewhere where I could put myself in that situation? Sorry, Florida Georgia Line. Probably not. You know, so it's like, I don't know. Like, it will affect my life.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair when people tell you, well, you can't live in fear.
I know. I don't either. Because, like, I think there's things that are worth it to risk. You know, clearly. Like, it's like, I want to go and I want to travel places.
Yeah.
That I've always wanted to see. And, like, I probably still will go. And they might be a little bit scared and I might just have to be more aware.
Yeah.
But, like you said, like, Luke Bryan, I could probably pass. And, like, yeah. What scares me more than dying is living through it. Because yes. I know I would never be the same person.
Right.
Like, I don't want to have to live through something so traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, constantly remember that. So, I know, like, there's things that I know where, okay, I can go to that and it'll be fun. But, like, most of the country concerts here in Phoenix are at an open pavilion where there's, like, just this wall that's on the backside. Like, anybody could just hop over that wall.
There's literally apartments and hotels, like, all around it.
So it's, like, clearly that's that place could very easily
get attacked. Yeah. Like, so and I would never want to go to an outside venue ever again because you can't control outside factors.
Exactly.
So to me, that's, like, so scary. And, like, I know this gives me, like, a lot of anxiety to even talk about it, but, like, for example, Zach, like, I would never want him to go with me because, like, living that with somebody else that, like, you love, like, that – and also, like, for example, you guys, like, going with your friends and, like, knowing that people were there with their friends gives me so much anxiety. I literally get, like, teary-eyed when I think about it because I'm like, I would never want to live that, like, with my friends and have my friends be affected more so than, like, me, like – that and I would never want to have to put my friends in it. Like, let's say that I got hurt and my friends stayed back to, like, help me. I would never want to put them in that place. Yeah. So I was just thinking about that the other day, and I'm like, how scary is it that, like, I don't ever want to go to, like, a country concert with Zach ever again.
Yeah. Because
if I got hurt, I would never want him to stay back, and I know that he would. So it's like,
no, it's like we were talking about, like, I know me and you were talking about you and Zach, like, if he would stay, and you clearly know he would, and, like, same vice versa. Like, if he got hurt, you would stay, and he would be mad at you for staying. But, like, me and my roommate were talking about, like, if, because, like, how you said, there was, like, groups of friends. This was a country concert. Like, this is something we would easily go to.
Yeah, and we have
and
before.
And we go together.
Yeah.
Like, and there's these groups of friends. It's, like, our friends, like, I know a lot of friends are, like, very close. Like, and, you know, our friends, like, we're all very close. Like, we've grown up together. If that happened, if we were there, like, we would have all ran together, and, like, we would have done, we are buddy system till we die. Like, we would have literally done everything to make sure we stay together. And, like, if one of us got hit but wasn't dying, we would have all stayed back.
Yeah. We would have dragged your ass.
Logan and I were saying, like, the only way we would ever leave one of each other and keep running is if I clearly, and this is terrible, but if I clearly saw you got hit and, like, You're dead.
Yeah.
Then because it's like, there's
then
no
I can't
sense.
Do anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, keep running. Because, like, I would want you guys to keep running if I died. Oh, if I got shot in the leg, you guys kept running, I would be mad.
I would be mad.
I'd be like, you bitches, come back.
Come back and
me.
Help me. But, like, if we were getting shot at, like, up on the block and, like, I knew that I wasn't going to make it, I would get mad if you guys didn't run.
Yes. Yeah.
But if I'm, like, shot in the leg or, like, the foot, I just can't walk, you bitches better carry me out.
Yes.
But, like, how awful is that? Like, you have to put your friends in that, like, position to begin. Yeah, exactly, to begin with. So, no, but it's true. I feel the same way. I mean, it's awful, but, like, the only way I would ever leave a friend is if I knew that there was nothing else I could do for them. Like, you're seriously, like, gone, and that's it.
Yes.
But even then, it's, like, hard walking away.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. I would never be. And that's why I, like, how I said, like, I just, I feel like I have to, like, measure everything that I do now. And like, decide, like, what's the likelihood? Like, also, what is... How can I get out easily? Like, we were talking about Vegas. Like, I'm surprised this is the first shooting in Vegas because those clubs would be so hard to get out of any active shooter.
Well, now, like, remember last time we went to Vegas, they, like, patted us down. They've never patted us down.
That's true. That's true.
But they did have a shooter at the Cosmo. Our friend that was at one was there, too.
Poor guy. Literally.
Yeah, he's been in, like, a couple of them. It's just, like, traumatizing.
That's true. They do pat down now, so they are a little bit, like, more...
But they don't pat down your back.
No. Like, if someone wanted to get one in there,
they could
easily.
So
it's, like, I probably won't go to a Vegas club again because, like, that's just too scary. But, like, clubs here are easy. They're all outdoors. Like, there's literally, like, open, like, three quarters of the club is, like, completely open to where you have, like, multiple escapes. So it's, like, I'm willing to go to a club here because if it were to happen, it's, like,
I can get an escape. Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't be, like, locked in.
Yes.
Every club that we ever go to has an outside area. And maybe it's because we live in Arizona. And, like, the areas we've been to, like, for example, San Diego, they all have outside areas, too.
Yeah.
Just because the weather is, like, nice at times of the year.
Yeah.
So we're lucky in that. But, yeah, I don't think I could ever go to a club where it's, like, literally just...
Close.
Like, Cake, for example, here at Old Town. Yeah. I would never be able to go back to Cake.
No.
Because you don't pat people down. Exactly. You don't, like... We walk into Cake and I could have, like, a gun in my purse and they wouldn't even know. Like, they wouldn't even care to look in there. And that's scary. I'm not doing that.
My roommate, one of her friends, they got hit in the head with a bottle.
Yeah.
And then somebody, I want to say, pulled a gun.
Yeah.
So it's anybody can just,
carry that in there.
Yeah. So, it sucks, but just know that if you are experiencing, this anxiety and the sadness, it's totally normal.
Yeah.
It's just, it's saying that you're human.
Yeah. Should I tell them, what you should do if you're experiencing it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it says how to take care of yourself, after you experience this kind of trauma. So the first one is don't keep things bottled in, force yourself to talk about it, because if you keep it bottled in, it, creates more anxiety. So if you talk about it with people that, are open and talk about it. Don't, force it on people, but definitely try to, get it out there. There's also support groups. You can go online. You can talk about it. There's a billion other ways that you can, get talking and, continue to talk about it. The second one is keep a normal routine. So, don't take the day off from work. Don't stay home. Just go to work. Unless you're affected by it. This is, just for vicarious trauma. Try to keep doing your normal routine because it reminds you that, you're still able to, live through it. The third one is avoid unhealthy coping mechanisms for a while. So, drinking alcohol because it, you associate it with, forgetting stuff.
Yeah.
Or even, putting yourself in danger. So, some people, assume that they immediately have to go out and live their life. Mm-hmm. And, they go skydiving or they, do all these crazy things.
Yeah.
Which is also an adrenaline rush. And so, it's like a drug. So, you're, numbing yourself.
You're, pushing off the feeling. Yeah.
Exactly. And then other ones was it also helps you a lot if you can help other people win and if you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can donate towards, a cause that's helping that issue,
yeah,
do it if you can. Or, if you can donate blood, go ahead and do it just because it'll make you – it'll make you feel better, but it'll make you feel you helped out.
Yeah.
And so, you do when you do that. So it makes you feel a little better about your life, and it reminds you that there's still good people out there.
That makes sense though for that one, because I literally, after Harvey, mm-hmm, and all those hurricanes that just happened, which were so tragic, I was I get this strong pull when things like this happen. I'm how can I help? And it sucks because it's so far away.
Yeah.
And I know you can donate and stuff, but I like to help in a more where it's I can see my help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I get the strong pull to help there. And then when this happened, I was gosh, I wish I could donate blood here and know that it's going to
there.
The Vegas victims,
yeah,
you know? But yeah, that makes sense. You're some people are just more pulled because you, know that's going to make you feel better.
Yeah. Mike Pence, vice president, he donated blood here. And it
oh, really?
Went, yeah,
and it went
for Vegas, yeah. And then he, not that I'm, a huge Mike Pence fan, because I'm not, but, he tweeted out, a list of, places where you can donate. Also, with the whole Puerto Rico thing.
Yeah.
I did, extensive research because that, really hit home for me because that's, where I was supposed to go on my honeymoon. And then, I saw, the really, the things that people are going through, and not that it, ruined, not that I, was caring about me and my honeymoon. I was more so, holy crap.
Yeah.
If it's enough.
Lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If this is enough to, ruin, not ruin, but, cancel my honeymoon, mm-hmm, trip, it's because, these people have no home.
Yeah.
So I tweeted out, maybe we'll put it on our Missing Part page, but I did, a lot of research on, where to donate because it actually goes to, them.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor of Puerto Rico, who's literally been canoeing,
yes,
down, flooded streets,
yeah,
trying to get people out of their homes and bring them food and stuff like that, has a bank account where you can just donate directly to the, mm-hmm, bank account using your PayPal, and it goes directly to her, and she's literally been, purchasing,
wow,
products and, sending out people.
Yeah.
So I tweeted it,
so
but
nice.
I donated it to that because I thought, if my money's going to go anywhere, it should probably go to a person who's, actively trying to help people.
Yes, yeah.
So that was nice. But then the last thing, definitely if it gets really bad, you need to reach out to extra support. So
yes,
talk to a psychologist, talk to a counselor. You can call the suicide hotline, not even if you're not feeling suicidal, because those people are so used to getting people talking about trauma that they are able to work through it. And you can tell them, I'm not having suicidal thoughts, but I need somebody to talk to about this. And they're more than happy to talk to you about it. So, and then the last part, it just says, and you need to just realize that your emotions are fundamentally human.
Uh-huh.
And so just keep reminding yourself that, pain is a result of, a tragedy. And even if you're not involved, it's an uncontrollable psychological response.
Yes, I think acceptance is the first step.
First step, acceptance.
Knowing you have an issue.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, I think, yeah, if you are experiencing it, just know it's normal, like, talk about it, and then if still that's not helping, follow those steps, and just pray for a better world.
Yeah, seriously, though. Whoever you believe in,
yeah,
say a little prayer.
But, I mean, I thought this was super interesting, so we just wanted to share it with you guys, because, like Jaya said at the beginning, like, it's not something that's really, like, talked about very openly, so...
Yeah.
If you guys have any questions, if you want to talk to us about it and you're you can going email through pain, us. You can email us your yeah. away.
We'll be more than happy to respond.
Email us with topics, as always, at misinformed.podcast@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Instagram. You can also DM us on Instagram. It is @misinformedpodcast. Or you can also message us on Twitter, I guess.
Yes.
We don't check Twitter as much, so you should probably stick to, like, Gmail.
Yeah.
And Instagram. But our Twitter is Misinformed Pod.
And go subscribe on the podcast app. Even if you, like, only listen
once
sometimes, which is rude, please just subscribe. It takes, like, 2 seconds out of your day, and it won't affect you in any way. And then review us.
Yes, please.
We got the nicest review the other day. I forgot her name. I should look it up. She was so sweet. She was like, I feel like I'm listening to my best friends. I'm like,
oh, that's so sweet.
Cute. It probably is, like, secretly one of our best friends.
I know, honestly. We should text them and be like, which one of you bitches wrote this?
I made my roommate review us the other day.
If you listen to us at all, please, like, and we're pretty good about taking, like, feedback and stuff. So, like, honestly, somebody emailed us and they said that our microphones were sounding really fuzzy and we're trying to, like, fix that for you guys. Obviously, yes. They also told us that, like, we type a lot on our laptops, and we've tried to, like, go away from that and just look up things on our phones now. So we do take what you say to heart, not in a bad way, like, in a good way. We try to fix it for you guys, but let us know if we're being too annoying or if we're being, like, fabulous, fantastic, the most amazing people in the world to you.
Or if you just, like, want to tell us that you got, like, a new dog or something.
Exactly. That's fine, too. You can send us pictures of your
dogs.
You
can send us anything. All right, guys. And remember...
we're not experts,
so don't quote us.
Okay, bye.